Paul's here to play a couple songs, and we're going to record it and put it on the website. And you guys should go see The Receiver and Paul tonight. It should be a good show, right?
Should be a great show, actually. It's going to be fun, yeah. For sure.
All right, Paul, so where are you from?
I'm from Washington, D.C. Yeah, that's it. I've been there for the past, like, 5 years.
And you're on tour. You're in Boston on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Where to next?
Tomorrow is off to White Plains, and then we're off to Syracuse after that, I think.
So. There's a big homecoming thing right now. So are you part of that, or is it just a gig up there?
Yeah, it's just a gig as far as I know, and I think we're just playing a venue up there, and I can't remember for the life of me which venue right now.
Now, Paul, you have a new record. It just came out with the 29th, right?
Yeah, well, we released it in D.C. on the 29th. I have the actual physical record. The nationwide release doesn't actually occur until November 15th. So the only place to get the record right now is from me while I'm on tour at the shows.
It's the Quiet State of Panic?
Yep, the Quiet State of Panic.
And we'll be playing it quite a bit on the radio show now that we have the CD in our hands.
Awesome.
And and The Receiver is also, you guys have albums out too, right?
Yeah, we just, our album was released actually on October 3rd, this past Tuesday.
Oh, okay. And MySpace is, both of you guys, it's myspace.com/TheReceiver.
Yep.
And then Paul, it's PaulMichael. It's kind of a, it threw me for a loop there when it said it was Paul Michael. I just assumed it was Paul Michelle.
Yeah, it's a weird spelling. It's like German or something like that. So they just kind of kept like the spelling. German.
All right. Now, Paul, you have a guitar back there. Do you want to use it?
Sure. I guess I'm going to play... I'll play the sad one off the record first. Just get out of the way.
Great, what's it called?
It's called The Fire Theft.
All right, this is Paul Michael on Justin Miller Live. Go ahead, Paul.
Thanks, man.
Oh my God, how you stay in my head? The image of you cold and naked in my bed. I should've known that you always had me fooled. It's a shame the way he looks at you. Now my body is tired and warm. My back is breaking underneath the strain of love. Under all the days that stretch before me cruel, it's a shame that I can't look at you. Remember the days before the fire theft, when Eden was still ours, darling. Oh, back in the day before the fire theft, when Eden was still ours, darling. Oh, the sun comes up in the shadows in our room. The smell of you still lingers here, I swear it's true. I try to get up and try to move on, but never could. It's a shame that I'm still in love with you. Oh, remember the days before the fire theft, when Eden was still ours, darling. Oh, back in the days before the fire theft, when Eden was still ours, darling. Oh, liar, you said you wouldn't ever leave. Liar, you said you'd always be with me. Liar, don't look now, but don't look back. See the way things are changing. I want it back, I want it back. Oh, remember the days before the fire theft, when Eden was still ours, darling. Oh, back in the days before the fire theft, when Eden was still ours, ours, darling.
Sweet. All right, once again, we have Paul Michael in the studio. Say hello, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
There are people outside.
There are people outside, huh?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that song was called?
The Fire Theft. It's like the pretty acoustic number.
Yeah, by the way, Paul's in the back, so don't be freaked out if there's guitar and people playing, but there's no one talking. So. Now, Paul, the album is all electric, right?
Yeah, for the most part. It's pretty much fully orchestrated. I was kind of nerdy and sat at home with my little home studio and recorded all my stuff. And then I went to New York and recorded drums with a wonderful drummer named Mike Ushinsky and an engineer named Andrew Schneider, both actually from the Boston area. They used to be in a band called, Mike used to be in a band called On Fire, and they both used to be in a band called Barbero, I guess is the connection to Boston, too.
Okay, and we have the receiver in studio, too. They just talked to me about their new album, which I'm trying to open, but it's not looking good for them. What is your sound like? It was electric, you said? Electronic?
Yeah, it's all keyboards. There's no guitar on the album. It's all keyboards, bass guitar, drums, and vocals.
Does anyone have the jaws of the line? There we go. And you guys are also playing at Great Scott tonight. At what time does it start? 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I believe this show starts at 8 or 9, and there's another a girl from LA playing. Her name's Amy Cooper. No relation to us. That's the same last name. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm playing first, so get there early.
Yeah, that's right. And right. What time does it start, Paul? You know, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 o'clock is doors, so I should be going on around 9.
Is it all ages, or is it 21 plus? Is it 18 plus?
I think it's 18
yeah,
over.
Yeah, 18 over.
Yeah. It's $8, I saw.
Yeah.
So it's no excuses. It's cheap.
It's cheap. It's no fun. Excuses. Monday night, what do you got to do, you know?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
Columbus Day. You had day off. No nothing. Excuses. You're not tired from work. So, Paul, let me send it back to the song.
Sure, yeah, why not?
What are we thinking? What's the song title?
This one's called Piano, Silence, and Bricks.
Is this off the new album also?
This is also off the new album. This is kind of it's a weirder one. But yeah, I like it.
All right, Paul Michael in studio. Go ahead, Paul.
Love is an old piano, slightly in tone and battered. Best way it plays makes the sound of an angel. Love is an old recorder, a tape in the sounds of your fighting. It gets played back every time you're alone. You're waking up alone, the silence hits you like a brick. It tries to keep in bed, it tries to hold you down a bit. All day, waiting in fear that you might leave. Waking up alone, the silence hits you like a brick. It tries to keep you in bed, it tries to hold you down a bit.
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you very much.
That was off the new album. Now you're playing acoustic here in the studio, but you do have an acoustic album, right?
I do. I have an acoustic album as well. It's called Revolve. It was released off Magic Bullet Records earlier this year. kind of a more like punky label.
Yeah.
Out of Fredericksburg, Virginia.
And it's all available on iTunes, right?
Yeah, everything's available on iTunes except for Quiet State of Panic right now, just because Quiet State of Panic has to go through all the rigmarole sort of stuff. So that's the one.
Yeah, and you're playing in the Great Scott tonight at 8 o'clock, and you're opening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's Amy Cooper, you said?
Amy Cooper's the other lady, yeah.
And then there's the receiver.
And the receiver is headlining.
Who got a good review on thetripwire.com.
They did. They got a great review.
Something they just turned me on to. I'm going to go home and look it out.
Yeah.
And are you on there at all, Paul?
Not yet, because my promotional campaign has yet to start. So I guess we haven't gotten any reviews yet. We actually did. We got one off of It's Not the Band I Hate It's Their Fans blog. So yeah, that's the only review I've gotten so far of Quiet State.
Well, I got news for you. It has begun because you're on the radio show, and I said it's a good album.
Exactly. There we go. So yeah, the promotional.
It's officially underway.
It's furiously raining down upon people, you know.
Yeah, so, you're on a tour. How long? When's the last date? How long are you gonna be on tour?
We are gonna be on tour for the rest of our lives. Can I swear, by the way, on this?
Please.
Okay.
No F words. But I mean, you can.
No F words. Okay, for a really effing long time.
Yeah,
I'll do that. How about that? I don't get back to DC actually until December 18th.
Okay.
So me and Casey and Jesse are gonna know each other extremely, extremely well.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Now, question: are you gonna be walking to different gigs, or are you gonna be driving or using a van?
It's a kind of a health plan / tour, you know.
Yeah, because I would imagine walking from Boston to Washington D.C. might get a bit tedious.
It might. You would think we got iPods though. We got books and stuff like that. So
you're gonna have great calf muscles by the end of the tour, basically.
Okay, I should have brought my bike.
Yeah.
I should've, really.
And why don't we send it back to one more song from Paul?
Okay, cool.
All right, great.
Let me see. Do you want me to do something off of Revolve? Or you want me to do something off of anything? It doesn't
matter.
It's
your show.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want.
I'm just the conductor.
Okay.
All right.
Let me... I'm going to do something off Revolve. It's called Quiet State of Panic, actually.
Okay.
Which is odd, because the name of the song is Quiet State of Panic, but it was never on Quiet State.
It's also the name of the new album.
Yeah, the new album. So
that you should all go out and buy. As soon as it's out.
As soon as it is out. And when you come to the show.
When you come to the show,
come to the
right.
show, you know, when you see me.
But people who, some people, you know, people who listen to the show aren't necessarily from Boston. We have a lot of people from New York.
That's true. And we were just in New York, so you missed out. But you can actually
email me.
Email me through MySpace, the wonderful, wonderful world of MySpace.
MySpace is great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually pretty kind of rad.
MySpace.com/PaulMichael, which is MICHEL, regular Michael.
Yeah, not the regular Michael, the weird Michael.
Yeah.
So, cool.
All right, go ahead, Paul.
All right.
Of you.
right, Paul, that was off Revolve, you said?
Yeah, that's off Revolve.
That's the solely acoustic album, right?
It's a completely acoustic, yes.
Yeah, and we have the receiver and Paul, Michael in studio. They're playing at Great Scott tonight. Well, you guys are, you said you might go to Europe, you guys have a lot going on, right?
The receiver and Paul Michael will be together probably for the next 6 to 8 months off and on, so.
Yeah.
We're supposed to wrap up our tour together in Columbus on December 9th, and then we're going back out on a second leg in January. We're going to probably be hitting the East Coast and the Southeast down towards Florida.
You guys are just everywhere, aren't you?
Trying to be.
We're trying to be, yeah.
Get that name out there. And yeah. So any stuff you want to plug right now, either of you guys?
Just look for the receiver and the Paul Michael album on stunningmodelsondisplay.com. That's our
label, right?
That's our label.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul's new album comes out when again?
Technically November 15th is when it's in all the stores and
is it going to be nationally distributed?
It's going to it's through Red Eye Distribution, which is like the Sony distribution.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's not very indie of me, but the actual the label itself is indie through and through. So that's the good thing.
Yeah, that's good. So. And it's a great album. I listened to a bunch of tracks on MySpace, and I wasn't able to get the album obviously till now, so I can't wait to go home and listen to it.
Yeah, thank you for listening, by the way. That's awesome. That's
and
awesome.
While you're waiting, while everyone's waiting for the album to come out, you should go to his MySpace. You know, it's Paul Michael MICHEL, and the receiver is.
It's just /the receiver, and that's EI.
Right. And I would definitely be rotating the songs too. So I think right now it's like Ghost and Alone All Day. The song that you started off the set with is actually up there on the.
That's right. It's on your MySpace. It's a great. That's originally the first song I listened to, and I was like, I'm hooked. I gotta listen. I have this guy on this radio. It's a great song.
That was the first one I ever got to do like cellos and stuff like that on too. So I got to do like you know be a
yeah.
Pretend like I'm a composer. You know.
Alone All Day is on your acoustic.
It is. That's the only one that I've actually released twice in two different forms, and that's I released it acoustically first. Because Brent liked the song. Brent from Magic Bullet was like you should release a song on, you know, as a whatever acoustic thing. I was like, all right, you know, because I did all the songs at home anyway, so it was kind of easy to put one more on there.
Yeah.
And then I kind of orchestrated it, and it turned out to be this, like, huge, overproduced, kind of crazy thing. So
it's very cool both ways.
Cool, man. I'm glad you like it.
Definitely. Yeah. And, Paul, you have a website too, right?
I do. It's just pmichael, pmichel.com.
And you can get like newsletters and stuff like that. Is
Yeah. Well, you just go on there. That's like the newest information. Generally, I try to update that as much as possible. I'm update the MySpace site more because it's easier. But I don't really know HTML all that well. So, but the P. Michael stuff is for like you know if you need lots of pictures, lots of you know kind of weird things and about me type stuff. So.
And the receiver. What's your website? You have a website or?
Yeah, it's thereceiverband.com.
Did I see on your blog, Paul, that you're doing pictures of every single gig?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I just got a Flickr account. I got the professional Flickr account, so I got you know gargantuan amount of space on there. So I'm just putting everything I do on my camera on there, so you can see like both the receiver and myself. You can link to from my MySpace blog from my Flickr account. It has everything and everything you could possibly hope to want and more. Including I'm trying to do all the bathrooms of all the venues we go to too. I'm trying to get pictures
cool
of all
idea,
this.
Yeah. Because you know, they're always very colorfully decorated.
They're generally like very, very colorful. You know, they have some nice language on the walls.
Yes.
And
it's always very poetic too.
generally have something interesting in the toilets. So
yeah.
It's exciting. It's exciting stuff to be on tour.
I'm not talented musically at all, which is a shame. So I have to live vicariously through rock stars with this radio show. So I'll deal with it. But yeah, I would do exactly what you were doing with the pictures and the Andy touring. It just looks like so much fun.
It's a blast, man. And actually, Jesse and Casey are such you know such low key and cool people that it's like it makes it really easy to kind of you know be in a van with them for you know God knows how long every day. So
yeah, I want to thank both of you guys for coming in studio, the receiver of course too. It wouldn't be fair if I didn't play one of their tracks.
No,
their
please
album.
Do them. Please
and,
go nuts.
So we're gonna take it off with what songs is the third track off their album?
Yeah, this is called In Tunnels.
Okay, and you can pick this up. What is it? Nationally distributed.
Yes.
It's nationally distributed. So just go to your Newbright Comics because it's usually the cheapest, and pick up the receivers.
Decades.
Mm-hmm. And it's a stunning model display. Mm-hmm. Record label, and thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin, man. Appreciate it.
Please go to their show tonight at the Great Scott. I'll be there too, and I'll be driving them back because I don't want them to walk. what kind of host would I be if I had them walk there? And so this is the receiver. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and this will be on the website soon. So everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Later,
thank you.
All right.
Seems so